It's my plea that the message of the Quran be widely spread. May the flag of Islam become more elevated than the rest.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'ad. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that a person who sends 50 times durood or salutations or salawat upon me, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatam wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habiballah. Dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, once again, we are blessed with the opportunity to participate in this beautiful silsila of Madani channel, Blessings of Quran. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will discuss and explain the ayat number 37 of Surah Al-Baqarah in this silsila. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فتلقى آدم من ربه كلمات فتاب عليه إنه هو التواب الرحيم. Then Adam alayhi salam learned few words from his Lord. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted his repentance, his tawbah. Innahu huwa at-tawwabur rahim. Surely he is most relenting, merciful. This was the literal translation of the verse 37 of Surah Al-Baqarah. As usual, inshallah azza wa jal, we will explain the ayah kareema word by word, and we will learn few Madani pearls from this ayat kareema. The ayah begins with word fa, actually with letter fa, fatalaqqa adamu. Fa is used for immediate meaning, something that is to happen promptly, immediately, on the spot, without delay. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam made mistake, and then immediately he was taught certain words. That is, if we take the letter fa in the meaning in which it is usually used. But the apparent situation is such that Hazrat Adam alayhi salam came on the ground and stayed for a very long time, and he was crying for so many years, so many hundreds of years. And then after that, the incident of Tawbah occurred and took place. And this is what is proven from narrations as well. In one of the narrations, it is mentioned that Adam alayhi salam did not even lift his head towards skies for 300 years due to Haya. And he cried so much that, and he shed so many tears. Ulama ikram have said that the dwellers of earth all together could not cry equal to the cry of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. So in this case we take the letter fa in the meaning of summa. So when you take the letter fa in the meaning of summa, the meaning of the ayat would be that Hazrat Adam alayhi salam was sent down on the earth, as we learn from the previous ayat, then after a long time, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam's tawbah got accepted. Then we go to the next word, fatalakka. It's derived from talakki, which means to meet or to attain something or to get something. All three meanings can be correct at this place. Then we see the word Adam, فَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ. Adam alayhi salam learnt few words from his Lord. But what do we understand here, that although the words were taught to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam and Hazrat Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha together, both of them, but only Hazrat Adam alayhi salam's name is mentioned, because we men are subordinate to men. They are subordinates of men, tabi'. So that means when the hukm is enforced on men, we men are automatically included in that order. So therefore her name is not mentioned separately. Mir Rabbihi. From here we learn that those words which Adam alayhi salam said and used to make tawbah, so his tawbah be accepted, were taught by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, they were taught as a ilham or as a wahi. Ilham is inspiration. A Nabi can get inspiration and non-Nabi can also get inspiration. And then, the other way of information is wahi. And wahi only comes upon the Nabi, not upon non-Nabi. So if these kalimat were taught, if these words were taught via ilham, then they were taught to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam and to Hazrat Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha both. And if these kalimats were taught in the way of wahi, then only Hazrat Adam alayhi salam was taught, and then Hazrat Adam alayhi salam informed Hazrat Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha about those words. Now, what were those words which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam? It is mentioned in Quran Kareem at another occasion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these are the words of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam which are reported in Quran Kareem. Rabbana ghalamna anfusana. Oh Allah, we have oppressed ourselves. So these were the words which were taught to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. So when he made dua with these words, then his tawbah got accepted. That is one opinion. However, it is mentioned in Tafsir-e-Azizi, it is mentioned in Tafsir-e-Khazainul-Irfan, it is mentioned in Tafsir-Ruhul-Bayan, reported by Tibrani, by Hakim, by Abu Nu'aym, by Behqi, many great muhaddithin, that this hadith is from Hazrat Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza Shere Khuda radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, two great sahabis, Khulafa Rashidin. That beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when Hazrat Adam alayhi salam's difficulty, his agony, his pain reached its climax and peak. Then one day, he remembered something. What he remembered, that when I was created, I saw on the arsh, maktuban ala saqil arshi, la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. He said that I saw that on the arsh, or on the leg of arsh, it was written, la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. It seems that this personality, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, must be someone very great. That is why his name is written before my creation with the name of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal on the arsh. So he thought, let me make dua with his wasila. Let me make dua through his medium. So therefore he made dua, and these are the words of dua. As'aluka bihaqqi Muhammadin an taghfira li. O Allah Azza wa Jal, the haqq, I ask you to forgive me. And in the narration of Ibn Munzir, the words are, Allahumma inni as'aluka bijahi Muhammadin abduka wa karamatihi alayka an taghfira li khatiyati. O Allah, your special bondsman Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his respect, his izzat, his status, which is according to you, which you know, which you have granted him, I make dua with the wasila of that status of your beloved Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Please forgive my mistake. Then answer came. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered to his prayer. He said, O Adam, how did you know about this great personality? Hazrat Adam alayhi salam said the whole story. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, he is my beloved. He will come at the end of all the prophets. That means he would be the seal of prophethood. There will be no prophet who will come after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He'll be from your children. If he was not there, then you would not have been created, O Adam. So great many muhaddithin have reported this hadith-e mubarakah, and Tafsir Azizi, Tafsir Khazain al-Irfan, Tafsir Ruhul Bayan have mentioned this incident and this hadith. So these were the words which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. And when he made dua with the wasila of beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his dua got accepted. Fataba alayhi. Taba is from tawbun. It means to return. When person makes tawbah, what it means that he returns from sins to obedience of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts tawbah, when the tawbah is related to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, it means that he returns from punishment to forgiveness. That means he changes the condition of the person who was mustahiq, who deserved to be punished. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives him. That's the meaning when the word tawbah is related to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So this is very interesting to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the tawbah is sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well as the sifat of human being. But of course, when the word relates to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it has a different meaning. When it relates to us, it has a different meaning. Like the word mu'min. We are mu'min, Allah is mu'min. We are mu'min because when we adopt correct aqaid, we protect ourselves from azab, from the punishment. And when the word mu'min relates to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects mean he gives them safety from the azab who have adopted the correct beliefs, who got the iman with them. So people must not get confused. Like sometimes we use the word hazir o nazir for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So for some people it's difficult to swallow. So this is a beautiful, simple example that when word relates to creator, it has a different meaning. When the word relates to creation, it has a different meaning. So there cannot be equality, there cannot be barabari, cannot be equal. So when they are not equal, there is no sense of shirk. Because shirk is when you take someone equal to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal in zat or in sifat, in being or in attributes. Also keep in mind that Tawbah has certain requirements. When we talk about making Tawbah, it means that you should be remorseful, you should be embarrassed what you have done. And in the present situation, you must disassociate yourself from that sin. And you must make firm intention that in future you will not repeat it. That is Tawbah. So it has three pillars. One is that nadim, you must be, you know, embarrassed of what you have done. Secondly, you leave it. I mean, if you continue doing it and you say, no, I'm embarrassed. You're not embarrassed, actually. These are two opposing realities. That's a lie. A person who is embarrassed, he would leave something that is bad. And the third pillar is that you need to make a firm intention and you must not be doubtful in that. If it happened again or for some other reason, it's another issue. But at the time when you're making Tawbah, it must be confirmed in your mind that I'm not going to do it again. And then the Tawbah is different from hukuk. If it relates to the rights, then just by feeling embarrassed for the past and committing in the future that you're not going to do it, that's not good enough when it comes to hukuk, the rights. If it's the rights of Sharia, then you have to fulfill that right. For example, if you missed salat, you have to make qaza of that. And if you owed money, you took money from someone, you took loan, that has to be paid. You can't just say, oh Allah, I'm sorry, I won't do it again. I mean, that's a haqq of person. Haqqul ibad, that has to be sorted out in the dunya. So different requirements for Tawbah in different situations. In some cases, when you have violated the right of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, then just feeling embarrassed and not doing it in the present and firm intention not doing it in the future. إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. There are two sifats of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned. The meaning of Tawwab is most relenting. How is he most relenting? Because we make thousands of sins and each time we make Tawbah, he accepts it. And then again, if you continue making same mistake and you make Tawbah, he accepts it. And then on top of that, he gives the tawfiq of making Tawbah. He arranges everything and creates that environment for you to leave the sin and make Tawbah. So whoever has made Tawbah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not make it possible for him, he would not have been able to make Tawbah. So that's why he is Tawwab. He accepts Tawbah the most. We have learnt that Adam alayhi salam was remorseful for many hundred years. And then the time came, his tawba got accepted. Words were told to him. And that was the day of Ashura, the 10th of Muharram. And it was Friday. So whenever Friday and day of Ashura are together, it becomes a very great day actually. And many big events have happened in the dunya on that day. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam's tawbah, as we have discussed. Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam's ark got established on the Judi mountain after that big flood that covered the whole earth. Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam came out of the stomach of fish. Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salam got cured. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam was made free from the difficulties of Fir'aun, got drowned on that day. Yusuf alayhi salam met with his father Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam on that day, and Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu was martyred on that day. And Qiyamah will also come on that day, 10th of Muharram. So in other words, that all these beloveds of Allah that we are talking about, that on the 10th, the ease came on them. On the 10th, they were rewarded with some gift. So in other words, that the Gyarvi night, the 11th night, they had a peaceful night. Isn't it? They had a peaceful night, the Gyarvi night, the 11th night. So that is why Ahl Sunnat wal Jamaat celebrate Gyarvi Sharif. Apparently we make Fatiha for Huzur Ghausey Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, but in reality we are rejoicing the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon His beloveds. So Gyarvi Sharif has got much more meanings than just a Fatiha of Huzur Ghausey Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Then Hazrat Adam alayhi salam made wuzu when he was told that make tawbah with these words. He made wuzu, stood in front of Ka'batullah, he read 2 rakat nafil salat, and then he made dua with those words. When Hazrat Adam alayhi salam was out of Jannat, his color became black. And when his tawbah got accepted, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered him to keep 3 fasts, 13th, 14th, and the 15th of lunar month. When he kept first fast, 1/3 of his body color came back. The color of 1/3 of his body came back. On the second fast, the other 1/3. And on the 3rd fast, his whole body came back to the original color. The color which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him initially. So therefore these fasts became farz upon, from Hazrat Adam alayhi salam right up to Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam. These 3 fasts every month were farz. And then in the beginning of Islam as well, these 3 fasts were farz. 13th, 14th and 15th. Although they are not fard anymore, but they are still sunnah. And after the tawbah got accepted, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam met Hazrat Hawa in Maidani Arafat and they recognized each other. That is the reason that Maidani Arafat is called Arafat. Arafat means place of knowing. So this was a reintroduction to each other. The first introduction was in the Jannat, and this was a reintroduction after a long separation. So for this reason, ulama ikram have said that Arafat is called Arafat. And when Hazrat Adam alayhi salam came back from when he was sent down from Jannat, Arabic language was taken away from him, because Arabic was the language of Jannat. So he used to speak Suryani language. In English we can say it Syriac language. So he used to speak Syriac language. And when his tawbah got accepted, he was granted the Arabic language again. Then Hazrat Jibreel Amin alayhi salam called all the animals. And he told them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed his vicegerent upon you, his khalifa upon you. You should obey him, you should follow him. So all the animals from water, they showed their heads from the water as a symbol that we acknowledge, that we will obey. And all the animals on dry land, they came close to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, and Hazrat Adam alayhi salam started petting them, putting his hand. So whichever animal got touched by Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, that became domestic animal, like horse or camel or goat or sheep, dog, cat, etc. And whichever animal was not touched by Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, they became wild animals. So lion, you know, buck, whichever animal is not domestic and lives in bushes or lives in wild, was deprived from the touch of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. And then Hazrat Adam alayhi salam said, "Oh Allah, my children would be very weak." That's again a knowledge of unseen. He doesn't have children, but he is talking about children. I mean, he's looking at the generations that are coming and the sins that they would commit and the fasad and fitna that they'll have, killing, murders, so many other wrong things that they would do. He looked at all that. And he said that, "Oh Allah, they're very weak and the tricks of shaitan are very strong. And if you do not help them, how would they be saved from the tricks of shaitan?" Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam that, "Oh Adam, your rules and rules for your children are different. We will keep an angel with every human being which will save him from the whispering of shaitan. And we will keep the door of tawbah open till his last breath." So when Hazrat Adam alayhi salam heard that, he got very happy and he made shukr of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. It is mentioned in Tafsir Azizi that Hazrat Adam alayhi salam's awlad, his progeny, his children, grandsons, granddaughters, their children, they reached to 4,000 while in the life of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. And at the last age, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam would not talk to anyone. He would stay in the dhikr of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. From this, we learn some beautiful Madani flowers. Number one is that it is jais to make dua with the wasila of beloveds of Allah. Because Hazrat Adam alayhi salam did make dua with the wasila of beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Secondly, We learn from this incident of Tawbah of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam that no dua can be accepted without the wasila of Nabi. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam made dua for hundreds of years and he cried. But all that time he was making dua without the wasila of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the time he made the dua with the wasila of beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his dua got accepted. So that's a very smart way of making dua actually. You want that your dua should be accepted sooner, then take wasila of the beloveds of Almighty Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And third madani flower that we learn from this tafsir, that it is jais to say in dua bihaqqi fulan, as it is mentioned in this hadith mubarakah which we have quoted. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam said, as'aluka bihaqqi Muhammadin, that oh Allah, I beg you with the haqq of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And number four, we learn that in order to make tawbah, one should cry a lot. When you cry a lot in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes that. So that means you give up. You throw your power away, your pride away. And you say to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, I'm weak. Ana da'if, ya Allah, I'm weak. You are Almighty, all powers belong to you. I have broken down. So you cry. It is mentioned in Hadith Mubarakah, Inna dam'at al-'asi tutfi ghadab al-Rabb. That indeed, the tear of a sinner cools down the fire of the wrath of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Hazrat Maulana Rum Rahmatullahi Ta'ala says very beautifully, when Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala wants to help us, He gives us the tendency towards crying. He puts that feeling in us that we should cry. So therefore, crying culture is a very beautiful culture. Alhamdulillah, we see that in Dawat Islami, that in duas, and they cry a lot. Amiri Ahle Sunnah cries a lot. Muballighin. That's a culture in Dawat Islam. And this is the culture we learn from Anbiya alayhim salam. We learn from the beloveds of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. And we learn from khashi'een, khaifeen, people who are blessed with the khawf and the fear of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. And we also learn that the first ibadat which human being did on the earth, that is tawbah. That's the first ibadah. And because when Hazrat Adam alayhi salam came down, he started tawbah immediately for 300 years. What he was doing? He was making tawbah all the time. So that's why human beings should keep on making tawbah all the time. Because that's the first ibadat which human being did on the earth. And we learn from the tafsir of this ayah kareema that we make mistake. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, forgive us. And we should relate the wrong to ourselves. And we should relate the goodness to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. In this whole structure of discussion, we understand that khata is mansub, is related to Adam alayhi salam, and bakhshish, forgiveness, is related to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So this is a lesson for us, sir, that this is how we should think, and this should be our mindset, that when we do something good, we must say that it is from Allah. When we do something bad, we must relate that to ourselves, that it happened because of me, because of my weakness. Then somebody may ask that if the plan was that Hazrat Adam alayhi salam's tawbah would be accepted finally, and they'll be put together, because all that is in the taqdeer and the measurement of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So why was he put in misery for so many years? The answer to this misunderstanding is that something that you get with difficulty, you will value it a lot. And the others also get lesson. And further, these type of difficulties and tests, when come upon Anbiya alayhi salam, they come to raise their station. So in reality, they happy. They razi with the taqdeer. They pleased with the decision of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. So there are so many beautiful lessons that we have learned from this ayah kareema, especially the tawbah part, which is very relevant to our lives, to ourselves. We commit sins day and night. We commit sins, big sins, major, minor, hiddenly, openly. And we are not remorseful, we don't feel sorry, we are not embarrassed, we are not ashamed. So that is something that the life of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, the incident of Tawbah, the Khata, all that, teaches us that lesson, that one judgmental error that Hazrat Adam alayhi salam made, for how many years, for how many hundred years, he cried for that to be forgiven. We commit hundreds of sins and we forget about them. We only know a few good deeds that we have done. We only remember them. We only talk about them to show off. In fact, not us only, the world knows that we have done this and we have done that. We have put up this masjid, we have put up that masjid, we have given donation here, we have given donation here. So these are our habits. We are far away from the life of the true friends of Almighty Allah. So there is an invitation for us, for all of us, from the story of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, that how serious we should be about the fear of Almighty Allah when we commit a sin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala include us from those who make tawbah. Allahumma ja'alni min at-tawwabina waj'alni min al-mutatahhirin. That Allah include us amongst those who make tawbah and those who purify their hearts and their minds. Ameen bi jahin nabil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله.
It's my pleasure, the message of the Quran being